Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Spiritual Awakening with spirit medium and psychic Andrew D on MikeSpirit.fm, the show that's good for the soul. Music, chat, mediumship, and more. We've got it all, so stay tuned, sit back, and enjoy the show. Andrew will be using his unique brand of mediumship to connect you with your loved ones in the spirit world. And here's your host, Andrew D.
Well, hello and good evening to you all, wherever you may be in the world. And if you are stateside, then a very good afternoon to you if you're on the West Coast. And, well, good afternoon to you as well if you are East Coast. So, and if you're in the UK, even better, guys. It's wet, it's miserable, it's raining here again. The sunshine has not dampened our spirits because we've just finished the Golden Jubilee celebrations. Good old Queen Elizabeth II has reigned for 60 years in this country, and whether you're a fan of the Queen or whether you're not a fan of the Queen, nobody can say that it was a miserable affair. So here's to the next 10 years, to the Platinum Jubilee. But there you go. Anyway, you're here with me, Andrew D. I'm here in the UK, and this is my show, Spiritual Awakenings. And what's the show all about? Well, I know some of our callers have called in before today, so maybe we'll be having a good old chat to those guys and see what's going in there. If you're in the chat room, the Blog Talk Radio chat room, then even better, you can chat to a few of the other guys online. And if you've just joined us, I've sent a few reminders out via Facebook to a few groups I belong to. So if you've just joined us for now, then welcome for the very first time. But what's the show all about? Well, if you looked on my post, it said music, mediumship, and much more. And what about the mediumship? How's that working tonight? The same as it always does is the question, or is the answer even. Let's get that in the right order. But if you want to get hold of me for a free reading tonight, we are doing just that. And it's really, really simple. If you're stateside, the number you need, and it's toll-free, which is 760-283-4611, and I'll read that out again for you if you've just tuned in. But the main thing is, if you've just tuned in and you've come in via Blog Talk Radio, the number is there. But it's 760-283-4611. Now, you can tune in as well if you're in the UK, and that would be via as well www.mikespirit.fm, and just hit the play on the right if you haven't already. But tell a friend if you've been shown where the website is, or where the player is, or even somehow just tuned in via another means, then tell your friends. We're all friends here on MikeSpirit.fm. And I mean, credit to Mike as well. A quick plug for Mike. I know Mike started off with this show on Thursday nights, and then he had his Sunday show as well. But, you know, he's brought Nick on board. He's brought Sarah May and Jeanette on board, and Nick on board as well, and Oscar. So he's getting a good little team going there. And I think we've just about got every night of the week nearly covered, even the Monday mornings. If you listen to Sarah May and Jeanette on Monday mornings as well, now that's 9:30 UK time, which is middle of the night for our producer, Rob. But there you go. But that's around about 11:30 p.m. on the West Coast. So, you know, still fairly doable. So anyway, guys, what's it all about? That's how you get in touch from the States, 760-283-4611. But if you're in the UK and you don't want to phone the States, you can call me for free. Yep, you can call for free. And I'm going to tell you how to get there now. The simplest way is go to my website, drewdee.com. There's a link on the events page to Blog Talk Radio. There's a link on the homepage there, and click on the link, and that will take you directly to Blog Talk Radio, and it will take you direct to the link for this show, and you'll see a small S for Skype. Yep, Skype, guys. If you've got Skype, hit the button, dial in, chat to Rob, and he will connect you through to me later on. He will take your details and connect you through. Okay, so that is it. They're the numbers. That's the Skype details on how you get through to me. But what have I been up to this week? Well, I've just hot-footed it back from the centre of Stafford, which is about 15 miles away. And Rob was getting a bit aerated there because he thought I wasn't going to turn up, but I wasn't going to let him down. And but we were in a it's a bunch of mediums, you know, who work together, and I'm very privileged to be able to work in with them. And the whole point of the exercise is that we, you know, we experiment with mediumship, and it's quite simple. You know, the mistakes that you don't want to make when you're demonstrating on the platform, or even when you're doing a private reading, even this environment, you know, when you've got somebody sat in front of you and, you know, they want their loved ones to come through, we can't always guarantee exactly who will come through. There was a lady last week, you know, she couldn't take any of the spirit world that came through, and it was the lady afterwards, Deanna, if you're listening in today, thank you. It was all her family sat there, so, you know, spirit, you know, they will try and get in. If they know there's somebody here doing this work, they will try and get through and get their message through. And with that, you know, with the experimentation that we do in the group, what we're trying to do is just, you know, find out different ways of working, putting ourselves on the spot. Tonight we were working with bringing the essence of spirit through, the passion. You know, it's okay giving facts and figures and general information, you know, about your loved ones, but, you know, what we were trying to do was bring through what they really loved doing in their life. You know, what was it that, you know, sold you to, you know, the medium and said, you know, I know that's my dad because of, you know, X, Y, and Z. So that's what we've been working on. Hopefully that'll work tonight, but you never know. Anyway, so it's been the Golden Jubilee. I think I've talked enough for the last 5 minutes or so. It's been the Golden Jubilee. Sorry, the Diamond Jubilee. Golden Jubilee was 10 years ago. God, I've lost 10 years of my life, or gained it, whichever way you look at it. And I thought, well, why not? Let's have a bit more Queen. Now, why is that? Well, actually, I was in the kitchen busying myself today, and I thought to myself, that's Queen on the radio. I want to break free. I think I'll play that tonight. But what it was as well, how many of us are in situations in our lives, relationships, whatever it may be, you know, we've got something going on at work, and we're always looking for a way out, aren't we? We're always looking for a way forward. We're always looking for that new sort of, you know, as I saw in a movie one time, the BBB, the bigger, better buzz. We're always looking to move on and strive to achieve things. And whatever it is in your life that you're looking to try and break free from and trying to move forward in your life, you know, we will try and get to the bottom of it when you get through to me later on. But whatever it is you're trying to break free from, just enjoy the music and we will play a little Queen for you. I want to break free. Take it away, please, Rob.
I fall.
Well, there you go. There we go. I'm just checking my microphone was on. That's the one I always fall foul of. But that was Queen and I Want to Break Free. So what is it you're looking to break free from? I was speaking to a lady New York earlier on today, and she was absolutely desperate to get out of her job. She said she would do anything to get out of there. And obviously I'm not going to go into any details of that phone call, but so what is it you're looking to get? Is it where you live, the neighborhood? Is it the job you're in? Is it a particular relationship? Or is it just to sort of move forward in your life on a spiritual level, to move on from where you are? So whatever it is, like I said, guys, give us a call. The number is 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. And I know we've got a few new listeners in the chat room tonight, guys, so welcome to you all there. I won't list you all individually because I think we've got quite a few tonight, and I know we've got quite a few callers as well. But if you are looking to call in, and I believe one lady is up in Canada, I'm going to find out about that for you because I wasn't aware that this was just a USA number, the 760, but there is a Skype option. Obviously, you need a headset and a Skype account. Skype account's free, headset fairly cheap, I should imagine, or a webcam. They're quite cheap these days, and that will have a microphone on there for you. So beyond that, guys, I don't know about the other dialing in options. So we'll find out for you for maybe next week. Anyway, without further ado, I think, well, I've got more talking to do, but it's time for you to chat to me. We have callers on the line, and I know my first two callers are Jill and Vince. So I've seen your names, guys, so obviously you're going to be chatting to me any minute now. But Jill, are you there, please?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, how are you, Jill? Okay?
I'm okay. Do I ask you a question?
Well, tell you what, I will let you listen, Jill, and I will explain to everybody. Guys, if you come through to me, we've got Jill at the moment on the line, and it can be a general reading if you want, you know, just for some evidence of, you know, your loved ones and anything they might have for you, a message. Some people say, well, I have a question, I'd like some guidance with that. But the way I normally work is that I will try and give you evidence of who it is that's come through to prove to you that, you know, I have got them with me, whoever they might be. Some evidence of how they passed and what their life was about, and then try and ask them for that guidance pertaining to the question. So if you've got a question, Jill, that is fine, but guys, please don't feed me too much information, because I want to do the work for you, and otherwise my brain kicks in and I just want to sort of pass on to you what Spirit has got for me. So Jill, whether it's a general reading or a specific question, I'll leave it up to you.
Just kind of, okay, I'm going to ask a question, but then just go with what comes through.
Thank you.
Both my parents are gone. My sister's in town, and I just don't feel comfortable with her. I'm very nervous about it. I haven't seen her yet.
Right. Okay then. Sorry, your sister is in town. That's what you're saying. Your parents have passed away, but your sister's now in town and you don't feel comfortable with it, yeah?
Yeah, she is in town, but it just seems like there's a lot of strain between us, and I'm not sure what that's about.
Right, okay. Let's see if we can look into this for you then. Okay, straight away, Jill. Straight away, I've got a gentleman joining me at the moment. And this gentleman, he feels like dad to me. But I'll describe him. This gentleman is making me aware here that he's quite, I would say, quite thinning on top. His hair is quite thinned out. And I feel as though before he passed away, now lots of people lose weight. But I feel this gentleman he's telling me that he stopped eating. He couldn't keep his food down before he passed away. And he's making me aware that if it wasn't through illness for the food, he just lost his appetite. Because he's telling me also, I feel that your mum passed away before your dad. Would I be right in saying that, Jill?
Yes.
Okay, because this gentleman's telling me that after your mum passed away, would I be right in saying that you did look after your dad for a while? Because that's what I feel that he's telling me at the moment. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, and he's telling me here as well that although you did take food to him and you did cook for him, a lot of the time he was, obviously you couldn't be there, he's telling me, he understands this, you couldn't be there 24/7. But he's making me aware here that, you know, that it got to the point where he actually, he's making me feel that he gave up living. It's like he'd lost his will to live. Would you understand this with Dad?
Yes.
Okay, because he's making me aware that, you know, he stopped eating, and it's almost like he started to shut down here. And I don't mean through illness that things start. It's just like he decided to, and he just said the words, he gave up the ghost. So we've established that that was the way it was with Dad. But he's just making me aware here, Jill, that I'm just asking for a little bit more evidence of, you know, who he was and about your life at the moment. And he's telling me here that the tension of your sister aside here. Oh, by the way, I've got the name Joan here. Would you understand the name Joan at all?
Say the name again.
Joan, J-O-A-N.
Yes, that was his best friend.
That was your dad's best friend, Joan?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, because he just called that out for me. And I know it is a common name, but I have got the name Bill here as well, so I'll leave that with you as well to have a think about. Okay, thank you. Your dad, now he's throwing a whole load of names at me, and I won't go through the alphabet, but would you understand the name? Now, I said Joan, J-O-A-N, but I've got Joseph as well, and I've also got the name Gary as well. Would you be able to understand those?
No.
Okay, no problem. I'll leave you to think about those, and I'll ask him where they are in a minute. Anyway, back to Dad. He's telling me here at the moment, Jill, that you've been going through the mill a little bit yourself recently, and he's been telling me here that there's apart from your sister, but he's telling me there's a lot of turbulence around you anyway. He's telling me that you felt... He's telling me as well that he said you felt very uncomfortable. Either you felt spirit around you and you've not felt comfortable with this, but you have felt generally not at ease yourself. It's almost like you can't seem to get comfortable in your life at the moment, and you're constantly worrying about things. And I know this sounds very general, but he said you have not been able to put your finger on it as well either. Would this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And he's telling me here as well that where you live, he said that, I'm not saying you're going to move house, but what he is telling me is that you feel uncomfortable in the neighborhood you're in, and it's almost like it's not the way it was, and you want to be somewhere. And he's showing me a gated community here. It's almost like you want to be somewhere like that so that you feel more secure in yourself, because he's telling me that you're not sleeping of a night either, because it's almost like everything's going through your mind and there's almost this constant worry that something will happen, but you don't quite know what it is. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Right, what Dad's telling me here, Jill, is that he's making me aware here. Now, I know you said your sister's in town, but he's making me aware here that, I feel it was around about 10 years, no, he's saying 10 to 12 years ago, there was a falling out between you and your sister. Would this make sense?
I don't know if it was 10 to 12 years ago. I would have to think about it. But when my father died, her husband hung up on me.
Right, okay then. Let's work with it. Because I was going to say to you, and forgive me for saying this, but that's why I always say to people, don't tell me too much, because your dad was telling me, round about the time of the falling out, there was a man involved here, and this is sort of where the center of it all began, the start of the falling out. So, and now you've told me that it was connected to, you know, your brother-in-law hanging up on you. So you would understand this about the man being involved. And he's telling me here that round about the time of his passing, there was a lot of misunderstandings and miscommunications. And he's telling me here that he's making me aware of the telephone call, because he was around, he was watching what was going on. And Dad is telling me here that he said he heard what was said, and it's almost like, and I'm not taking sides, and I'm not saying it's anybody's fault, but what he is saying here, there was a misinterpretation or a misunderstanding over an issue, and with the tensions and everything else of his passing, he said, or normally this conversation might have resulted in, you know, a few cross words, but he said it's all stemmed from there and escalated and spiraled out of control. Would this make sense to you?
Yeah, because he wouldn't let me, my brother-in-law would not let me talk to my sister.
Right, okay, thank you. And it, right, but what he's telling me here is that he said, there's always been this rub. There's always been this rub and this, I want to say, this aggravation. But you've got on with your brother-in-law for the sake of your sister. But he's telling me there's always been that, that those unspoken words, that aggravation there. Would this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Is it, and you two just rub each other up the wrong way. But what Dad's telling me here, Jill, is that he's telling me that he's glad you called in today, because he's telling me now that he said, he just wants everybody to understand, and I wish I could sort of broadcast this to your sister and your brother-in-law as well. He said, we're not fireproof, we're not immortal, and he's telling me here that, you know, he does, and he said it's going to have to be almost like, you know, a coming together here, and I want to say, you know, forgive and forget almost, but he just wants things to change, because he said, we're not here forever, and he doesn't want anybody passing to spirit from your current family now with regrets. And he just said, you know, what's the chances of a kiss and make up here? Because that's what he's asking me to pass on to you. And he just said, is that doable? Can you see a way forward with this? Because he said he can't force this situation.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I don't know whether that answers your question. And what I'm saying is, you know, I can only give the information that your dad brings through, and
right,
that's what he's asking for at the moment. And I don't know whether that helps you at all, but can I leave that with you?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
yes.
I'd love to talk to you again soon, Jill, and find out how you get on. Please listen in next week. But if you do want to listen to your reading again, then please go to www.mikespirit.fm, and you'll be able to listen to the whole show again there. But listen up to your reading, because sometimes we forget what's said, or, you know, we're thinking about things and we miss what's said. But I would love to hear from you again, Jill, and just let me know how it's going. But Dad does want, you know, he wants bygones to be bygones and things to move on, okay?
Thank you.
You take care now. Bye-bye, Jill. Okay, we have Vince on the phone next. And do you know what, guys? I find it hard to believe that, you know, I waffle on at the beginning of the show, and before you know it, you know, there's only 5 minutes gone. And once we get into the readings, I'm getting warnings saying, you know, last caller, or, you know, you've only got 3 minutes left. So, Vince, are you there, please?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing today, Vince? Okay?
Yeah, I'm doing good. You know, I'm
okay,
trying to stay positive and everything, so.
Okay, well, I mean, that's a start in itself. I mean, where are you calling from today, Vince?
Los Angeles.
Oh, great. Okay, thanks. Yeah, I speak to people in Los Angeles quite a bit. So, okay, let's cut to the chase. Was it some general guidance you were looking for, or was it a question you were looking to sort of try and get to the bottom of? Or?
Two questions, and I want to see what you pick up, whatever
okay.
you get. But my question is, tomorrow I'm going for testing for a job, and I'm just wondering if you see me getting it. And at the same time, too, on Monday, I have a hearing for a settlement in a workman's comp lawsuit, and I'm wondering how you see that going, because this is the second meeting we had, because the first meeting, the other side just offered me an insulting $3,000. So I'm wondering how you see it going this time.
Okay, you'll have to excuse my ignorance here, Vince, but you said the insulting $3,000, was this a settlement they offered you, was it?
The first hearing, yeah, they tried to offer me a $3,000 settlement, and I said no, of course, because I felt
right.
I deserve a hell of a lot more than that.
Right, okay. Now, I mean, straight away, the one I felt most positive about was, you know, the hearing on Monday. I can't see that any other way. And I am being shown, whether you want to accept this or not, but I am being shown another offer, and I feel that that will be cancelled or rejected again based on, I want to say, advice from your legal team. But I feel as though almost like an offer of at least $5,000 will come back. But I feel possibly that we can even push even higher on that. But let's just see who we've got here with us, because I want to talk about the job in a minute, if that's okay with you.
Because, sure.
You know, we do mediumship here, and I'd love to see if I've got somebody here through for you. Okay, straight away, I've got a young lady here with me, and she actually feels, I want to say, quite elegant, Vince. The reason I've used the word lady as well, which I would anyway, but this lady, to me, acts like a lady. She's, very delicate in the way she sort of conducts herself, what she would have done when she was in the physical life. But as she's here with me, she's making me aware that she's very, very willowy, very slightly built, very slender, very long, thin, slender arms and fingers. But she's making me aware here that, and I don't know whether you would understand who this lady is, but I feel like this lady would have had, I've got a severe headache now, and it's almost like she blacked out, or I feel, I want to use the word, almost like a brain injury, almost like a tumor here, an injury that affected her brain. But I feel as though somehow she banged her head or hit her head and she went out like a light. Would you understand this of anybody? Because I feel she was only about 28 when she passed.
Well, the only person that I can think of that even comes remotely close to that is just somebody that I briefly knew from my last job. She was, her and I started like having, you know, like a, just a little friendship, and then she was kidnapped and murdered leaving work one day.
Wow.
And the case has never been solved, so I don't know if that's her or not.
Right, okay. Now I've got the, now I'm saying I've got, and would that description fit her, would it?
She had, she was thin, she was very beautiful, blonde hair. Let's see, her name was Amber.
Right, okay, but I don't know whether you would know this. Well, I want to give you, I know you've told me her name, but with this lady, sorry, I've also got the name Kate connecting in here as well. Would you understand the name Kate at all?
Kate, I'm trying to remember.
Okay, well, I'm being told that you've got a brother. Would I be right in saying that?
Yes.
Okay, I feel that Kate connects in there, but I've also got the name... I've also got the name Chris connected in with your brother here as well. Would you understand that there?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Because she just wanted to make that connection there because she said, tell him Kate, and it connects to Chris through the brother. Okay, so, okay, let's run with this lady that we've got at the moment. Now, I know you've told me how she passed, and that's who you feel that this lady is, so, you know, I'll take that as a given. But what you're just making me aware of here as well, you've mentioned the hearing, but... it's funny, you know, because I've written those two words down, hearing on Monday and a test for a job tomorrow. But she keeps pointing out the word hearing and test. Now, would it make sense to you if I said to you that you've either got to undergo a hearing test or you're having problems with your hearing at all? Would this make sense to you, Vince?
Yeah, I have a slight loss of hearing. And this is one of the reasons why I'm going through the compensation hearing. And what I actually want from this, I want to walk away with at least a six-figure settlement.
Right, okay. Because it's bizarre because I felt inspired to write those two words down, and she kept drawing my attention to the word hearing and test, hearing test, hearing test, and it just got faster and faster until it became one word. Now, obviously, you know, I always say to people, you know, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a legal professional, so I will leave that to your team there. But I do see, without a doubt, and what she's telling me here, that figure will be pushed up there. But as regards for the test for the job tomorrow, what she's telling me here is that I'm regarding your hearing as well. But she's just explaining to me, she said, I've got to come to that in a second. Don't let me forget the job bit tomorrow.
Right.
But she's making me aware here, Vince, that she said, although you've had a slight loss of hearing, I feel my right ear is going deaf. Is it your right ear?
I actually have a little bit of hearing loss in both, but the one that I feel is the worst is the left.
All right, okay then. Well, 50-50 and I blew it. There you go. But what I will say to you is, this lady's making me aware here that and she's making me aware of tinnitus as well here, almost like a ringing in the ears. But she's also making me aware here that you keep thinking you're hearing voices and then you're putting it down to you mishearing things or not hearing things properly. Would this make sense? It's almost like you keep hearing whispers. Would this make sense to you?
Yeah, see, because I get intuitive myself at times, and I do get messages sometimes from the other side as well.
And, you do, yeah.
But a lot of times, for some reason, I ignore it, and I think it's only because the last years of my life have been living hell. I've been out of work and everything and trying to get a job. Oh, and this is the other thing that I wanted to bring up. I'm going for this job testing tomorrow, hoping that I get it, but I think it's only going to be temporary if I do, because I'm waiting to hear from a soda company, and I think I'm very close to being hired at the soda company, and that's the place that I really want to work at.
Okay, well, I'm with you on that. Now, just quickly going back to the intuitive side of things, you're just saying to me that the whispers are correct, but you're telling me when you're thinking, I'm going to call this lady Amber, she's telling me that when you think you've heard something, it's almost like a thought occurs to you, and she's telling me that that thought is inspired from spirit, but that's when you hear the whispers as well, and it's almost like you seem to know what to do next or the right thing to do next, and that's what she's telling me at the moment. She said, listen to those whispers, and she said, pay attention to those thoughts, because that is spirit talking to you. But she is making me aware here that she said, you will have, and it's funny because she keeps circling these words, you will have a testing time tomorrow. You know, nobody said it was going to be easy, but she said, what I'm going to say to you is, I feel positive about tomorrow, but I feel more positive about the other job. But more importantly, Vince, she's telling me that don't worry about the employment side of things, because the way she just described it to me, she said, you know the old saying at the end of a film when they say, or they're making a film and they say, that's a wrap. It's like, that's what she said to me, that's a wrap. And it's almost like, it's a done deal.
I am going to get the job 100% at the soda company.
Okay, let's have a look at this. Right. Now, what I'm going to say to you is, the reason, and guys, if you're all listening to this, this is what I always preach to people. God gave us all free will. I just heard the word, when you asked that question, I heard the word yes loud and clear in my ear. But what I will say is, it sounds like a bit of a bailout or a cop-out by me, but I always say tomorrow is another day. And on that given day, God gave us all free will. And the guy interviewing might just have a bad day and change his mind. It sounds like a cop-out, but I just heard the words yes. The minute you ask the question, and I always listen very, very intently to what I'm being told as soon as somebody asks me a question. So I'd love to hear from you, Vince. And I would love to hear how you got on and how you got on in court as well. You know, I'll be back next week, but if I can just leave that with you, and thanks for calling in. And what we'll say is, please tune in and listen to your reading, and you know, give us a call and let us know how you got on. Okay.
But she says I will end up with a six figure.
I never heard six figures, but I tell you what I am being shown is I'm being shown a five here,
okay,
with a number of zeros afterwards. But you know, that's another day. Just let me know how you got on. You will definitely get more than the paltry amount you've been offered now. But please just let me know how you get on, okay?
I definitely will. Thank you very
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, Vince. Bye-bye. You take care. Bye-bye now.
You too.
Okay. We have Sharon on the line next. How are you today, Sharon? Okay? Hello, Sharon.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I was on mute so that you wouldn't have all that noise in the background.
It's normally me that's on mute, Sharon. I normally sort of sit here chatting away and I get a word off my producer, turn your mic on. But there you go. Okay, Sharon, where are you calling from today, please?
Louisiana.
Oh, right. Okay, great stuff. Because we tend to sort of pick up, you know, right on the West Coast or the East Coast. It's one or the other. So it's nice to be a little bit more in the middle there. But okay, so you've been listening to the show tonight, Sharon. Thanks for calling in. Now, was it some general guidance you were looking for? Did you have a question you were looking to get to the bottom of? Or did you want me to start rambling away and see if your question gets answered?
Start rambling away. You're good at that. You make a lot of sense.
Sorry, say that again.
You make a lot of sense.
Oh, well, thank you. You need to tell my wife. Okay. I'm glad she's in the other room at the moment, actually, but there you go. Okay. Right then, Sharon, as I sort of tune into with your energy, Sharon, I'm being made your laugh straight away brought a lady into me. And I feel that this lady that I've got with me at the moment, I do feel that she was her grandmother here. And the reason I say that as well, and she is very... I want to say a very forthcoming lady. Now, this lady is making me aware that she would have been quite, I want to say, a well-built lady, shall we say, and I'm being very polite when I say that. And what she's also making me aware of is that she used to sort of sit with, the way she's doing this at the moment, she sat with one hand on top of the other, just sort of just around her waist at the moment. It's almost like she would sit as though she was intently waiting for something. And when she was sat, now she's particularly telling me here, this was the way she would sit in church. And and she's making me aware of white gloves that she would have worn for church, her Sunday best. Now, would you understand this with a grandmother, Sharon?
That was my mother.
it was your mother. Very well. This lady is. She's making me aware here as well. She's saying to me, she was very proud of her hair, and she's telling me here. She said, "Do you like my hair?" And it's almost like it. And I'm hearing the same answer. You know, Mama, because you called her Mama, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's almost like everyone said, Mama, your hair looks the way it always does. It always looks beautiful. And it's almost like she never changed it, but she liked to be told her hair was beautiful. And would this make sense with you, Mama?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Now, what's she making me... And she's making me aware here, as she sits, she's making me... As she overshadows me, she's making me position myself sort of the way she would sit. And she's always said to me that... one of the things she would always say was, never take the Lord's name in vain. Would this make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what she's saying as well here, Sharon, is that she wouldn't have, she was a religious lady, and she held Sundays dear to her, and she would always try and maintain Sunday as it was always meant to be. And she's telling me that recently you have been trying to keep this tradition going, because the way the world is going, Sundays, the importance of Sundays has been watered down, she's telling me here. And she's also said that you've been trying to keep this together, but she said you've been trying to draw the family back in again, because they've sort of they're starting, you know, with a lot younger family, they're starting to do their own thing, and they've lost, she's telling me that you feel that some of the younger members of the family have lost their family values. Would you understand this? Okay. And would it make sense to you where you've been trying to pull it all back in together and draw it all back together and sort of instill the traditional family values back in the family? Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, what she's telling me here is the reason she's come through today, obviously she wants to be remembered to you. Now, we had Vince on the phone before, but would you understand the name Vince as well? Because I'm hearing the name Vince being called for you. Would this make sense?
I knew about two Vinces. One I went to church with years ago. And I think there's a family member named Vince.
Okay, thank you. That's just a little bit of evidence for you that, you know, she's come through and she's been watching what's going on, and obviously you do know of Vince, and that's what she wants to prove to you as well. Now, more importantly here, Sharon, she's telling me that she said, although religion is important to you and you still... She's telling me that you've started having, not second thoughts, but... You've been raising questions. In the past, she said, people would go to church and follow the religion and read the Bible, religiously, of course. But she's telling me that you've been having one or two more thoughts, and you've also been having thoughts about what was preached at church and what was preached in the Bible. Instead of following it blindly, you've been having more thoughts towards spiritualism and the world of spirits as well. Would this make sense to you?
Now, you are deep, because my real question is, I really want to be like, you know, I don't know, it's kind of scary. I majored in criminal justice, and I'm graduating from grad school, and my next move is, I want to be able to work, like, with the PD department to say, no, you're looking in the wrong place. You should look here. And I'm more open-minded because you're right. Yeah, that's me.
Okay. Okay. And what she's been telling me here is that all that's happening is you... Now, I'm going to let you into a little secret later. So just say to me at the end of when I finish your message, just say, what was the secret or what did you want to impart to me, Andrew? The reason is because what she's telling me is that you have got your legal mind, your criminal mind, where you deal with facts and figures. And she said, it's almost like you can split this in two. She said, you can see the other side. Now, you've told me that you're looking to do, almost be a psychic, work with the PD departments as a psychic, and that's a whole new ball. I could talk to you all day about that. But she's telling me here that you've got to have, she wants you to start working, not just on a psychic level, but she wants you to start working with spirit because she's telling me you can do it. And the reason these doubts have come in is, spirit aren't looking for you to doubt what you see or what you believe or what you hear, but what the spirits are wanting you to do is start to work with when somebody has been, when somebody has been injured or something has happened to them or they've disappeared, is to be able to work with spirit as well and allow spirit to guide you towards the answer that you're seeking and to join that up with your criminal side of your criminal understanding and your legal understanding of the system as well. And that all marries up, she's telling me. And all she's saying is that where you started to doubt, if you like, the gospel, she would call it, she said, accept that for what it is, but she said, bring it all together. And she wants to bring this melting pot of skills, analysis skills, and talents, and inspiration and motivation all together, because she said it will work for you. But she said in justice, you are legal or, sorry, you're guilty or you're not guilty. And what your mama's telling me here is that the world of spirit, it's a whole new ball game. It's a grey area that, that ebbs and flows and is back and forth. And that's what she's explaining to me. It's like the tide goes in, the tide comes in, or goes out, it comes in. And what she's explaining here is, Sharon, that you are now learning to balance all of this, all of these skills you have and these tricks of the trade you have, and bringing it all together for one good common purpose. So she said, run with that feeling you have, that gut feeling about the spiritualism and the understanding of the world of spirit. But she said, just temper it with your day job, and she said it will all come together, but she wants you to work on that for you. And she's telling me at the moment, she said you need to get your front tooth looked at. Would that make sense?
The braces. I have braces on the front.
Okay, but would you understand where your mama's telling me that you need to get that looked at? Would that make sense to you?
My front tooth looked at?
Well, I mentioned the front tooth, but you said you've got braces on. But she's saying that you're having, you get your teeth are aching. She's telling me that, and you need to sort of get that looked at or get some attention to the front of your mouth here. Would this make sense at all?
Yes.
Okay. She just said to me she's been watching you looking in the mirror in the mornings, and seeing if there's any adjustments there, and checking the alignment of your teeth as well. And she said, don't worry, she said, you're perfect, you're beautiful, just as God made you, and you will always be that way to her. So can I just leave that with you?
Oh, thank you. And I enjoy the show. And
thanks
for that confirmation, because lately I've been at the scene of some things I saw.
Uh-huh.
So it was like I needed a sign, and I was like, is this the right thing for me to be doing, or is people going to think I'm crazy?
No, not at all.
Okay, all right.
Okay, but
thank
what I will
you.
Say to
I
Sharon...
Wanted... Thank you.
Okay, no problem. What I will say to Sharon, and this goes out to everybody here as well, that Sharon's proved there that... And we've got North Runner next coming up, but Sharon's proved that, she works, with facts and figures and details and, a very precise scientific way of working. And my background was an engineer. I was a communications engineer. I worked on aircraft. I was in the military. So I dealt with orders. My last tour was in Iraq. So for those of you who don't know that, if I'm boring you and you've heard it all before, tough, here it comes again. But there you go. And people have said to me they can't believe I was in the military, which has got a disciplined way of working. It's got, a specific way of, but the military works with, like the police, it works with procedure. It's got a way of doing things. There are procedures in place so that we don't make mistakes. And when the worst comes to the worst and we find ourselves at war, the machine keeps working, and that's what it's about. But I don't openly and consciously apply that logic to my mediumship. What I do is I work in a logical fashion, so perhaps that's my engineering background actually coming through in my mediumship, because the world of spirit, as I said, it ebbs and flows. You know, there's so many different facets to it, and I just want to leave Sharon with that thought that, you know, she can apply that, you know, when it comes down to forensics or, you know, detail with the police. You know, they work in a certain fashion to make sure nothing is missed, and mediumship can be exactly that. So Sharon, follow your heart. You know where you need to go, and if there's any jobs going, you know where I am. Give me a call, okay? Right, we've got North Runner next. North Runner, are you there?
I am, yes.
Oh, right. North Runner, so you're in the UK then, are you?
I am, yes.
Oh, fantastic. That's lovely. Thank you. We don't get many UK calls, but I've got about 5 or 6 minutes left. Is it okay if I ask your first name, or do you want to just still be known as North Runner?
It's Carol.
Carol, well, I'm pleased to meet you, Carol. And whereabouts are you calling from, Carol?
I'm calling from Birmingham.
Oh, right, okay. Is this Carol Ken's wife, is it?
It is, yes.
It's a small old world, isn't it? Okay, Carol. Now, you've listened to the show. We've actually met before as well, haven't we? And I must, for all those out there who are listening in, obviously I haven't met anybody in the States, but Carol and I have bumped into each other when we went to see Derek Acor a few months back, and Derek's coming to see me work soon, I can guarantee it. But there you go. Carol, what can I do for you today?
I'd like a spirit reading, please.
Okay, no problem. Right, Carol, straight away, I've got a lady here with me, and I know we've spoken once or twice before, but, you know, I know I can't even remember what I've said. But this lady I've got with me, she's making me aware that she would have had... She showed me the blackness of her lungs here, and I feel very much that if she didn't have lung cancer, then she would have suffered terribly with her breathing, and she would have had very, I want to say, smoking-related diseases. And this lady makes me feel that despite her smoking like a trooper, I still feel that she would have lived into her 70s, even her mid-70s. She's also making me aware here. Now, I know... You're in Birmingham, but she's actually taking me to the Black Country here, and she's telling me that that's where she would have grown up, and she would have sort of... I feel that's where I want to be drawn to with her. Would you understand this lady at all? And I've also got the name Grace with her, or connecting to the name Grace.
No.
Okay, and you wouldn't understand the lady at all, no?
No.
Okay, let's work with her a little bit more then. Forget the name Grace for now. Okay. Now, what I'm being told here, this lady is making me aware here that before she passed away, she's telling me that... Okay, thank you. Right. Right, okay. She said to me, forget the lung cancer, but would you understand a grandmother that would have suffered severely with breathing difficulties, but she would have smoked heavily as well before she passed away? Would this make sense to you?
No.
Okay, right, fine, no problems. Right, I'm just going to ask this, because if you can't accept this lady, I'll just ask her to step to one side, and, okay, thank you. And very, very quickly, I've got a gentleman joining me at this moment. Now, would you understand the name Arthur at all? Because this gentleman has just shouted out the name Arthur. Would this make sense to you?
Arthur, no.
Okay, right. Now, have you got Ken with you, Carol? Is he listening in?
He's having a shave at the moment because he's got to go to work in the morning.
Oh, right, okay. Well, that's good news. Right, okay. Just as I work with this gentleman here, this gentleman's telling me... right, okay. Now, it's funny. He said to me, ask where Ken is, because this gentleman I've got with me, he's actually showing me himself when he would have got a shave in the morning. Now, I don't know whether you would understand this with... your grandfather, but this gentleman is making me aware that in the old days he would have stood there, he would have got dressed first, and he's making me aware that he would have stood there in his trousers with a vest on and then got a shave with the vest on, whereas I know a lot of people these days, and this where this gentleman's taking me at the moment. Now he's also making me aware here that he would have had a tattoo on, I feel, his left arm, and he's making me aware here that it was quite smudged and would have been quite unrecognizable. Would you understand this with a grandfather at all?
No.
Right, okay then. Right, what I'll do, I'll work with this gentleman a little bit longer, Carol, because he could be through for anybody, but what I'll do, I'll work a little bit longer, and if you don't understand it, then we'll see where we can move to from there, okay?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Right, now, excuse me, I've got quite a large gentleman joining, okay, thank you, I've got quite a large gentleman joining me at the moment, and this gentleman, I'm hearing the word David, but I'm also hearing the name Derek being called here, and I'm not saying these are his names, but these are names he's making me aware of, and asking me, would you understand these names at all, David or Derek?
In spirit?
Okay. Right, I feel that Derek is in spirit, but David isn't. Would you understand this?
I understand that David, yes.
On the earth plane?
Yes, I've got a son called David.
Ah, right, okay, thank you. Now, this gentleman, I know it's a common name, but he just said to me he connects to the name Paul, and he's telling me here that Paul would be... Right, he's telling me that you've got... Right, I feel this is, if it's not your brother, it's your brother-in-law, that this gentleman connects, Paul connects to your brother or your brother-in-law, and this is where this gentleman links in. Would you understand the name Paul?
No, but I have a brother in spirit.
Right, okay, and would your brother, excuse me, would it... This gentleman I got with me, he's quite big built, and he's quite a strapping lad here, and what he's making me aware of here is that, I know I mentioned earlier on, but he's making me aware here, because I feel as though my eyes are aching, and he's making me aware here that towards the end of his life he was suffering, he couldn't stand the light. Would you understand this? Because I feel as though the light in my room is hurting my eyes now. Would you understand this with your brother before he passed away?
I was very, very young with my brother. He didn't actually come into this world. He passed before he was born.
Right, okay then. That's obviously not what I've got here, Carol. Okay, Carol, I'll ask him one more question. If we can't connect, then I'll leave it at that, okay? Because I know you do understand that this is how it works sometimes.
Yeah.
But this gentleman that I've still got with me, he's quite a big guy, and he's making me aware here that when he was on the earth plane, that he would have worked... I'm hearing the clanking of metal, and I want to say I'm hearing... it's almost like steel construction here, where girders would have been either constructed or built, or they would have even been made in the steel industry. And he's making me aware here that where he was, there's almost like a blast furnace here, and I'm being made aware of it, the heat and the noise of the furnace and the coal being shoveled in. Would you understand this at all?
No.
Okay, then. Okay, well, I'm sorry about that, Carol, because obviously what I'm going to see if we've got another call next, because obviously what I don't want to do is... with respect to you, you know, flog a dead horse, but I've definitely got these people here, and if you can't accept it, then obviously, then, you know, I'll have to leave it at that, but, you know, we'll give it another shot next time, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Thanks for calling in, Carol. Bye-bye now. Take care.
Okay,
and,
bye.
Best wishes to Ken, okay? Right. Okay, guys, well, I've been called to time. Normally, I find myself hurtling towards... 10:30 UK time, excuse me, and that's, 2:30 California, and what's about 6:30? No, 5:30 in the on the East Coast there. So, guys, wherever you've called from today, wherever you're listening in from, I'm just going to have a quick look at the chat room because I'd like to think that somebody's bothered to listen in today. but there you go. Tell you what, do you know, somebody just said to me, look in the chat room, and there's a lady, Rihanna, who comes through quite often, and I feel that Rihanna, from what I can tell, Rihanna, if you can, it's about ancestors here. The steelworks is about ancestors, so I'm not quite sure what she means there, but I would love this, I would love it if you could give us a bit more detail there, Rihanna. That is fantastic, thank you. And I'll tell you what we do find as well, as somebody just pointed out, guys, before we disappear, because I've got about 1 minute left. As I pointed out, Deanna listened in last week, and she was actually telling me, you know, one lady from San Francisco couldn't understand who was calling through. She couldn't take any of the links whatsoever. And I thought, oh, here we go. I'm going to die on my feet again. And the next lady understood who everybody was. And that's the way it works. Spirit will push through wherever they can. And, you know, sometimes it's a lot easier if I've got a room full of people, which if you're listening in, guys, in the UK, the 10th of July, check it out on my website. It will be my first solo demonstration, which isn't in a church, and that's in Stafford. So if you're listening to that, guys, please come along if you can. St. Leonard's the links are all on my website. But yeah, that's what happens if you've got a room full of people. Then, you know, sometimes it's easier to you know, sort of pass those messages out, and then the work starts really when you're trying to hone those messages and refine those messages so that you can be as accurate as possible. On the radio, when I'm talking to one person, or on the internet here, as I'm talking to one person, everybody joins me. I've got no end of people joining me in the room wanting to be put through. And we've even had it in the past where, and I always say this, Paul, if you're listening in, mate, I'll use you as an example. You know, Paul couldn't take a message at all, and he chatted to a friend on Tuesday, and his friend could understand the message and who the messenger was. So, guys, if you're listening tonight, if you can understand any of those links at all that I brought through that Carol couldn't take at the time, then please listen in. They could relate to you. Okay, yeah, and Rihanna here, she's listening. Rihanna's a medium as well, and she's just saying she's a spiritual healer, she's intuitive, and she understands she can connect into that link with the guy from the Black Country as well. But there you go, guys, that's what it's all about. That's why it's so fascinating. It's not like listening to your favorite band. We're going to go and say it's not like listening to your favorite band time and time again when they sound the same. This is all different every week, and that's the beauty of it. And I'm going to leave you on that note. I will leave you all, I'm sorry about that, I will leave you all in good time. And I'll see you next week. Take care. Good night.
Sorry, but that's all we have time for. You have been listening to Spiritual Awakenings with spirit medium and psychic Andrew D on MikeSpirit.fm. If you want to keep in touch with Andrew, you can contact him on his website, www.drewd.com. That's www.drewd.com. Andrew will be back next week at the same time and the same place, 10:30 p.m. UK time, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on MikeSpirit.fm, or just follow the links on the events page at www.drewd.com.